The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Back again, eh? Glutton for punishment, eh? When will you ever learn? Now, here's the host that you hate to love, the man who was the reason your friend sponsored your last intervention, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome back. I have the privilege of a few more minutes to talk to my guest, Rabbi Kurt Schneider. His book is called To Breakthrough. You were on this program some months ago, and we talked about your experience, crazy, wonderful experience of coming to faith, a lot of supernatural stuff in that. We've been talking about the movement Taking the Rainbow Back, takingtherainbowback.com being the website. But you were just off the air sharing another kind of rainbow experience. And I know that there are a lot of people listening or watching who they've not had supernatural experiences. Some have more than others. I've had a few, not a fraction as many as some of my friends have had or some of my guests have had. But I know that they're real and that God wants us all to be open to it. And to be wary of when, you know, people are telling you some story and you go, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like God. That sounds like some other dark spirituality and we need to have discernment. But you just shared something really wonderful. So it happened, you said, in the early 80s as well.
Yeah, it did. It happened in 1982, right before I got married. I had already shared earlier in our talk together about how in 1981, I was going through a season of repentance and the spirit of the living God, the spirit of Elohim, literally manifested himself above my head, like in Acts chapter 2. But rather than being a flame of fire, it was just a swirling spirit of life and all the colors of a rainbow came through me, spoke into my soul. I am a servant. Those are the words he spoke. But in 1982, I had a vision of the night. And in this vision, I was in a room. It was approximately 40 feet long by 20 feet wide. It looked like an attic of a house. And there was a bunch of people, myself included, that we were standing against the back wall in this rectangle room.
This is in a dream now.
It was in a dream. Okay. Yep. Vision of the night. I call it a vision of the night dream. So we're against this back wall. There's a window on one side and a window on the other side. That's it. So from the window on this side, Eric, streams into this room, this dark attic, a spirit of life. It was three-dimensional. It looked like crepe paper strung across the room at a birthday party. But it was about probably a foot and a half feet high, living color. A spirit of living color flowed into the room from the window on this side. I was against this back wall with others, but I was so attracted to the spirit of life that I started moving away from the back wall to approach this spirit of rainbow-colored life. I have a vague recollection that the others didn't come because of fear. Fear stopped them from coming. But I was so hungry, I came up to the spirit of living color, followed it out to the window that it had streamed into the room from. I stuck my head out the window, and when I stuck my head out the window, everywhere was color. That's all you saw was color everywhere. And I opened up my hands like this, and I said, come and live inside me. And then I heard the word right in the center of my soul, this from my stomach area. I heard the word eternity. And then all of a sudden, the dream shifted. The next phase of the dream, I'm looking out the window on the other side of the room, just chaos. Just chaos. It looked like the Wizard of Oz when all that stuff was floating past the window in the hurricane or tornado. You know, the bicycle, the witch, the hay. It just looked like mass chaos. Bam, dream shifts again. Next phase of the dream, I'm walking down a street. I'm just at peace. I'm not trying to be anything or do anything. I'm just at peace. And as I was walking down the street, I came up to there had been a car wreck. And I walked up to the car wreck, and there was a man that was laying. The door had flung open from the wreck, and he was laying half outside the car. He's still in one piece, but half of his body was like laying on the ground. The other half was still, his bottom legs were still inside the car. Still in one piece, but the door had flung open, and he was kind of laying halfway out of the car. And he was badly burned from the car wreck. With no ego involved whatsoever on my part, I just stuck my hand out towards him, and out of my fingertips flowed those colors that I asked to come and live inside me in the first phase of the dream. Those colors, as I stuck my hand out towards him, flowed out of my fingertips and healed him of the burns. Now, here's the thing that's the kicker. I made a big mural that I put together, took a piece of poster board about 3 foot high, foot and a half wide, and I drew my supernatural experiences on it, one of which was the one that I just described with you with the spirit of life healing that man. It was an African man. So I started telling people I have a ministry to African people. I thought it was African Americans. And I remember a few years after this experience, after I had drawn my mural with my supernatural encounters, I brought my Jewish brother-in-law up into my bedroom. This is going back now 30 years ago, whatever. I bring him up to my bedroom. I say, look, here's my supernatural experiences. And I tell him about the spirit of life flowing out of my fingertips, healing this African man. And he thought I was absolutely meshuggah. He thought I was absolutely...
Well, that would be the logical thing to say, you're meshuggah. You need to rest more. You're having some crazy ideas.
But you know what happened?
Yeah.
Somebody reached out to me about 10 years ago. I started traveling into Africa, all over Africa. We're drawing crowds now of African people, up to 100,000, some estimate, 50,000, 30,000, 100,000, Uganda.
So the vision from 1982 came true.
Absolutely.
And you're ministering in Africa.
Yep.
I didn't know that,
yeah.
That you were doing that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Listen, people need to hear these stories. These are beautiful stories. And people need to understand that God is doing things. Walking with God can be so unbelievably exciting and wonderful, an adventure. You want to say to people, whatever you are pursuing, it can never give you anything close to what God wants
Amen.
To give you.
Amen.
You need to know that. You need to know that walking with Him is not just denying yourself. Mm-hmm. Walking with Him, He gives you beautiful experiences, meaning, peace. People need to know that.
Amen,
people
brother.
Need to know these things. And, you know, when you talk about that vision of the rainbow, it's interesting because someone I've had on this program a number of times, Mike Thompson, he's a prophetic voice in Las Vegas, who's written a book called Third Heaven Authority. And God has given him innumerable visions that are patently true. You know, when you listen to Mike Thompson, he's not making this up. In fact, I wrote the foreword to his new book called Third Heaven Authority. But when he shares these things, you know this is real. There's no weirdness. There's no whatever. But he talks about the rainbow glory of God. A number wow. of these visions that he's had over the last not too many years mm-hmm. have involved the rainbow glory
yeah.
of God.
Yeah.
And it's something that clearly in what are these last days, wherever we are on that timeline, we don't need to know. But the point is, God is saying something about Himself, about the real meaning of the rainbow, which is why I think it's exciting that you've named this website takingtherainbowback.com. But we're talking about reality here.
Totally, totally. I mean, the rainbow, it's so beautiful. All the colors of a rainbow are in white light, and God is light, right? And so the prism, the raindrop acts as a prism and just bends the frequency of the white light to form the different colors. It's such an incredible...
I mean, it's not like we're talking about a maple leaf. We're talking about the rainbow, which is what? Light.
Yeah.
Light. God is light. Like, we know there are these mysteries that we're never going to untangle. They're just beyond.
Yeah.
But we know that God is light.
Yeah.
He dwells in, what is the term, in you know, unapproachable light, his garment. These are things that are beyond us, but we can grasp them a little bit.
Yeah.
And the idea that He is light, and that light, when it breaks down into its constituent colors, is the rainbow. And that you hear all these visions of people, you know, who have gone to heaven or have seen heaven. They talk about the color. They go
seven
on
colors.
And on about the color.
Seven colors
seven
in the rainbow. God's
coincidence,
perfect number.
Coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. Well, listen, it's just a privilege getting the time with you. Folks, I've been talking to Rabbi Kurt Schneider. His new website, takingtherainbowback.com. You can get the shirt. You can find out more. TakingTheRainbowBack.com. You can also go to DiscoveringTheJewishJesus.com. Remember him? DiscoveringTheJewishJesus.com. Rabbi Schneider, thank you so much.
Brother, God bless you once again.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas, host of the Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, or you may not know, but in case you knew or didn't know, I am at the NRB in Orlando. Would I have picked Orlando? No, but that's where NRB is. And I get to talk to people, some of whom are new to me, some of whom are dear friends of long standing. One of them is with me this minute, Pastor Erwin Lutzer, formerly with the Moody Church of Chicago, but I guess you're pastor emeritus. You're always with the Moody Church wherever you go.
Well, I try to represent Moody Church. I've been in Albania recently for a preaching tour. God gave us great favor there on television and so forth. So I do represent the Moody Church, but here's the remarkable thing, Eric. Since I transitioned in 2016, our media ministry continues to grow, and of course, I continue to write. You know, you're referring here to my book, No Reason to Hide.
I was never going to bring up your book, but go ahead. No, listen, the book is sitting right here. We've discussed it in the past, and you... The funny thing is, I have a number of friends like you where we basically agree on so much. It's delightful and simultaneously difficult to have a conversation because everything you say, I just agree with. You have written about Nazi Germany and the parallels today. I've written about the parallels today, Nazi Germany. You were very kind to give me a very generous endorsement for my new book, Letter to the American Church, which talks about Nazi Germany and the parallels. Your book, which I have here, is called No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Culture. We talked about this on the program. So what should we talk about today other than to tell people they should get a copy of No Reason to Hide?
Well, you know, there are so many different subjects I cover, and I might just review very quickly. What I did is I looked at the various issues culturally that the church had to face. And remember this, Eric, we didn't go looking for a cultural war. This culture war has come to our steps, and we cannot avoid it. We can't avoid that, it in school
and
in business.
Already I'm interrupting, but what you just said needs to be said over and over and over. We did not go looking for a culture war. That's really important because there are lots of people within the church foolishly saying that if you're battling in the culture, if you're battling, God forbid, in politics, you're merely a culture warrior. You're merely a power monger, a power broker. You don't care about the gospel. You know that's nonsense. I know that's nonsense. But it's a terrible thing that there are voices within the evangelical church in America today that to say they don't understand that is an understatement.
You know, I'm going to write on that and say this, that another thing that really troubles me is when people give the impression that if America falls, nothing great will have been lost because, you know, we're such an awful country with racism and so forth. What I discovered in Albania is something that you discover in all the countries of the world. Christian ministries are all supported by American dollars.
Of course.
And of course, because of that, because of God's blessing on our country, we've been able to do that. There's something else that I point out in this book, by the way, and that is that evil does not retreat on its own. It only retreats when it is confronted by a greater power. And that greater power is the Church of Jesus Christ. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we must proclaim that so that we recognize that we are in not only a culture war, but a spiritual battle.
Yeah, right.
And we must see that as very, very important. So what I did is, briefly, I looked at all issues, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. I talk about there the whole issue of cultural demonization. The other thing that's very important to me is propaganda. Maybe we can talk about
that for a few moments. Let's talk about that. The funny thing is, though, Erwin, Pastor Lutzer, honestly, we've never dealt with this in America before. The reason so many in the church are so tremendously naive is because most Americans are naive simply because we've been so blessed. We've not had to deal with certain evil things like genuine propaganda, with brazen lying.
Yeah.
We're facing this in some ways for the first time, certainly at this level, in our history.
And not only that, because of that, we have no idea what's happening in other countries. So it's so easy to trash America because we have tremendous faults. But at the same time, you know, Saul Alinsky in Chicago, who actually began much of what we see today, he believed that you should never contrast America with other countries, because if you do, America is going to look good. So what you always do is you attack it based on its ideals, point out its ideals have never been met. And by the way, they never will be met, but the ideals are there. And so what we need to do, and then I deal with this issue, Eric, before we get to propaganda. How do parents answer a child who comes home from school and says, you know, Mom and Dad, I think I'm trans?
Yeah, I know how to answer that child. Tomorrow we begin homeschooling.
Yes.
I mean,
right.
I'm really not kidding. The idea that children are being abused by government-paid teachers in public schools, that they're being drawn into conversations that are utterly inappropriate for children, that are at war with what their parents would want them to be talking about. These are wicked things, and we have to be more aggressive in countering them, but also in protecting our kids by allowing our kids to be in these situations.
We have to point out to our children that self-perception is not always an accurate basis of reality. You can go into a psych ward and you can find people who genuinely believe that they are Napoleon.
Look, I literally said that this morning. I was being interviewed, and that's the example that I used.
Exactly.
I'm Napoleon. If you don't affirm me as Napoleon Bonaparte, you're a hateful person.
And you're doing me harm.
You're doing violence to me yeah. unless you're... I may kill myself and all the other Bonapartes. It's an amazing thing yeah. that what's so basic is not understood. And look, the book is called No Reason to Hide. I want to remind people, I'm talking to Pastor Erwin Lutzer. Keep going.
Here's what I want to talk about now, since we're going to go into the subject of propaganda. People have to understand that the purpose of propaganda is to so shape people's view of reality that even when confronted with a mountain of evidence, they will not change their minds. And of course, because you and I have both written about Hitler, we may remember the quote that with the right use of propaganda, make heaven appear like hell and hell appear like heaven. So in the book, I discuss six different ways that language is used to bring this about. Now, one of the most important things is for people to realize that you always need an enemy to hate, because Hitler says dislike is not as powerful as hatred. In his day, of course, it was the Jews. They were falsely blamed for the loss of World War I.
And everything else.
And then what you need to do is to instill fear. But here's what I point out. There is such a thing as a cultural stream, a herd mentality, that is so powerful that nobody wants to stand against it. And you actually are willing to give up your own conscience because you think to yourself, can everybody else be wrong and I be right? One other thought about Hitler, and then I'll get into the way language is used. People went to Nuremberg as skeptics, as you know, and they came back saying, our father Adolf, who art in Nuremberg, the Third Reich come. In other words, they were so enamored
right.
by 200,000 people shouting these slogans
right.
that they couldn't. They violated their conscience because they said, you know, this is against what we believe, etc. But, you know, 200,000 people all shouting the same thing can't be wrong. Now,
it's a frightening concept.
As you know, there are universities today that have, you know, they have language codes. I mentioned one university that says, you know, you can't use the word freshman. You can't use the word, and then it goes on to list various words. Now a university says you shouldn't use the word America because it may offend some people. And then...
Excuse me. America, yeah. America, America.
And then it also says, and I quote this, if there's somebody who gives haircuts in your area, a barber shop, don't say that he takes in walk-ins because you might offend those who are in wheelchairs.
Who can't walk in.
Yeah. Now, let's ask ourselves, Eric, what's going on there? Every parent listening to this should say, what's happening? Is the intention to elevate the debate? Of course it's not. It's intended to silence the debate.
There's no doubt. Let's silence this debate right now. We're going to go to a break. But, folks, I just love talking to Pastor Erwin Lutzer. The new book is No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Culture. Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just stop at the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, made from the world's best cotton called Giza. These sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98. These sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com. And click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Metaxas at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Eric at checkout. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code Eric. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating
pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Welcome back. Talking to Pastor Erwin Lutzer, L-U-T-Z-E-R. That's a nice Irish name. Where'd you get that?
This, of course, if you're asking the question, I'm not sure if I heard it, but it is a German name.
Uh-huh.
My parents were Germans in the Ukraine. They came to Canada independently. They met in a little church, and my father asked if he could walk my mother home. And on the way, he asked whether she would marry him. And this was their first date. They were married within 3 weeks. They lived together for 77 years. 77 years.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Ah, it'll never last. That was too impetuous. Did you say 77 years?
Yes. And my father lived to 106, my mother to 103. I always say that my parents lived so long that I'm sure until my father died, all of their friends in heaven thought that they just didn't make it.
But hey, that's funny. Excuse me. I know you're funny, but that's particularly funny.
But, you know, the point is that I was brought up in a Christian home. They read to us from their German Bible. And so that was really my background. And that's the name.
Listen,
Lutzer.
I should have known, and that's why I'm teasing you. But Lutzer's German. So you and I both have, ethnic roots that reach back and make us particularly sensitive, because what happened in Germany in the 30s, some people think it, you might as well be talking about Neolithic times, but we know, we're old enough to know, and our parents are certainly, this happened recently in a nation which was dramatically similar to America today. The parallels are astonishing. And unfortunately have become more dramatic. And that's why you and I, both of us in our books, are always talking about this. Because there's no reason for America to follow down this path. We have the warning of what already happened in history. I'm talking to Erwin Lutzer. The book is No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Culture.
I want to add to the whole issue, though, of propaganda. One of the things that we find happening today is legitimate ideas are being passed off in terms of shame. So if you are pro-life, it must be because you hate women. If you are for strong borders like I am, you know what? You're a racist.
Yeah, and you probably hate brown people.
And if you are a person who's opposed to same-sex marriage, of course you're a bigot. So the whole idea is this.
I'm a bigot for all kinds of other reasons, actually.
So the reason is this, that what you do is you take a legitimate discussion of issues and you shame the other person for holding it. And it's, again, it's a tactic to keep people silent.
Isn't that the key? In other words, because you and I know that if you can have any kind of honest conversation, any kind of an open conversation, you may arrive at the truth. People who are afraid of that must shut down dialogue, must shut down conversation. They do it by demonizing those with whom they disagree. You just said it. They will shame you. They will call you names. They will call you any name in the book. You're a Christian nationalist. Yep. You're a this. You're a that. It's designed to silence those who oppose their ideas. And I just want to say, anytime anyone is trying to silence you folks, you need to know right then and there it's because they know they can't win an argument, they know they don't have the facts on their side, and they don't care.
You know, I want to discuss something that relates to all this. Do you remember in George Orwell's 1984, where Winston is taken into a room And he is told that 2 + 2 is equal to 5. Sometimes it's equal to 3. Sometimes it's equal to both. I've often thought it's scary because the last line in Orwell's book is, and Winston loved Bill, Big Brother, which is scary. But here's the point. I'm not sure that he was trying to get Winston to believe that 2 + 2 was 5, but he wanted him to be comfortable to live with lies.
That's the point.
And we today are, we're living with lies. Everybody knows that men can't have babies too. Everybody knows that a woman cannot impregnate another woman. This is all known, and yet we are supposed to accept it because ideology trumps all rationality, and the only thing that's very important is that the ideology gets promoted. And there was a sign, I didn't see it, but someone said they saw it on the highway, entitled "Biology is Bigotry."
Yeah, of course.
In other words, if you go with biology, what happens is you're a bigot. So that's the kind of world in which we live.
And we have to kind of backtrack for a second to establish things. The reason biology is quote-unquote bigotry is because reality is created by God. And these people, at the end of the day, they're at war with God's reality because they're at war with God. So the reality of God creating us male and female is something that is offensive to them, because what it really does is it tells them, you are not God. So the voice of the enemy from Eden, you can be as gods. That is, we're facing this more nakedly in our day and age. In other words, people are raging against God, and everything he has created is offensive to them. Logic, math, any kind of truth, the notion of truth itself, the notion of biology. These things are offensive to people because they know that these things all point to God as God, and they cannot, they just can't bear it. We've got more with Pastor Erwin Lutzer. The book, folks, I have read it and endorsed it, and I recommend it again now. No Reason to Hide. We'll be right back.
In the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Folks, I'm talking to Pastor Erwin Lutzer, and it's a cliche, but there's never enough time because I enjoy talking to you, Pastor Lutzer. You're a friend, you're a voice of reason. The book is No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Culture. Let's just go with the title, No Reason to Hide. You are saying, you said it earlier, but I want you to expand on it, we need to be bold and to confront the lies and not to allow the liars to silence us.
And you know, we have to do this with love. The point that I make in the book that is so critical for every evangelical out there. Love today is often defined according to our terms. And so what happens is there are churches that accept same-sex marriage and so forth out of love. They don't realize that love can be evil. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they didn't stop loving. They just started to love the wrong things. They became lovers of pleasure, lovers of money, lovers of self. So, you know, when you have a love is love rally, it depends what kind of love you're talking about. Jesus said, herein is love, that you keep my commandments. And also what you have in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is so clear, is love rejoices in the truth. So what we need to do, and this is the same for the issue of justice. You know, the Bible makes it very clear that we as Christians should be involved in justice issues. You get that word from Micah, what does the Lord your God require of you but to do justice? But what does it say in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 14? Now, you don't know that verse by memory, but I think I do. think about this, Eric. It says righteousness stands afar off, and justice is not allowed to enter because truth has stumbled in the public square. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 59, verse 14.
Wow.
People who are watching right now, they can look that up.
Yeah.
So what it's saying is, if you have a sense of justice that isn't based on truth, justice can go anywhere. You can have environmental justice.
Yeah.
You can have marriage justice.
Yeah.
You can have this kind of justice. You know, when the Bible says, for example, in the book of Judges, they did what was right in their own eyes, we could almost translate that to say they did what they saw to be just in their own eyes.
Of course.
So should we be involved in justice issues? Absolutely. But justice is not free-floating.
Well, again,
you have to say, what
does that mean? And look, let's be honest, since we don't have a ton of time here or in this life. Most of what people say is baloney. When people talk about justice, they're usually twisting God's view of justice to push forward some socialistic big government answer, which in the end is unjust. And so we have to be warier than ever when people throw around terms like justice. Some terms have been so used and abused that they really become useless. So as soon as people mention justice in this day and age, my ears prick up because I feel like it's justice in quotes. It's not justice from God's point of view.
Yes, and what we have to do is to be able to define that in terms of equality before the law, strive toward equal opportunity, the defense of the poor and the disabled and those who can't defend themselves. So all that is part of the justice issue. But you're absolutely right. They are using the word to impose a socialist agenda. And I know that this doesn't fit exactly, but I have to say it. When it comes to socialism, let me ask you a question. Why do mice die in mouse traps?
Now, hang on a second.
I'll tell you exactly
why. Because that's where they happen
to
be at the time?
No. It's because they don't understand why the cheese is free.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that one? That's worth restating because that's too good. Why do mice die in mouse traps? Because, say it again?
They don't realize why the cheese is free.
They don't realize why the cheese is free. So beware, it's a trap. The government will give you free this and free that. Beware, they will steal your soul. They will steal your freedom. They will steal all kinds of things from you for the price of a little cheese. They will give you free.
Yeah.
They say they will give you free health care. They say they will give you this. They will say they will give you reparations. Honestly, we ought to know better, but there are people tempted day in and day out by offers. Biden was really shameless in the last election, offering, oh, we're going to give you free college, your tuition will be paid for, your student loans will be forgiven, all kinds of stuff. And you thought, who's this dictator that's talking about using U.S. taxpayer money to bribe students to vote for him? That's the story of big government
day in
and day out.
We can't end up pointing out the fact that God is just, and that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he paid the justice of God for us. In other words, that his death was a just death, and you and I throughout all of eternity are going to be singing, "Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." So I want to emphasize that we as Christians should be involved in justice issues, but not the way in which society is defining it.
Right.
And what we have to do is to see justice as something that we live out, but it cannot be imposed by government on secular terms,
right,
which is exactly what happens. And, of course, as you pointed out, the socialist agenda. So, you know, the good news of the gospel, which you and I are interested in proclaiming, is this, that Jesus Christ got what he didn't deserve on the cross, and we get what we, namely our sin, we get what he didn't deserve. We get what we don't deserve, namely his righteousness. So Paul says this in Romans, God remained absolutely just and the justifier of all who believe in Jesus. So God is interested in justice. He's a God of justice, but we have to define it on his terms.
Well, we're going to keep you for one more segment. I want to remind people, we're at the NRB, that's the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, in Orlando, Florida, where it's steamy and disgusting outside. But fortunately, we're recording inside the Christ in a Collapsing Culture, No Reason to Hide by Erwin Lutzer. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Pastor Erwin Lutzer. We're at the NRB in, I believe it's Orlando, Florida. That's where the plane landed. Anyhow, you're from Chicago, Pastor Lutzer, but you come to the NRB every year, and I have the joy of talking to you. You've got to come to New York.
Well, I need an invitation.
No, you certainly don't need an invitation. If you come to New York, you are.
Yeah.
I'm also in New York, right. we'll come to the studio.
That's wonderful. I want to end, because I know we've spent some time together, by emphasizing this. Booker T. Washington said it best. He said, wrong doesn't become right and evil doesn't become good just because the majority believe it to be so. And what we need to do in our society is to point out that society has these cultural streams, whether it's transgenderism, whether it's socialism, whether it's... You remember Orwell said, we'll persecute those who tell the truth. So that's exactly where we are. So what we need to do is to stand for truth. We have to do it with love, but we also have to do it with justice. And by the way, I'm sure that in your reading you heard of Athanasius. He was a great... A man who stood for the deity of Christ and so forth. But he said this. He said these famous words. He says, if the world is against the truth, I am against the world.
Athanasius contra mundum, against the world. And boy, oh boy, do we have to know.
Yeah.
If you believe in the God of the Bible, don't worry about what your friends think. Don't worry about what the culture is saying. You have to say what God says, and God will back you up through eternity.
And, you know, the consequences have to be in God's hands. And I know that there will be some misunderstanding and vilification, but let's make sure it's always for the right reasons, namely the exaltation of Christ, the exaltation of the biblical God, so we don't do it in anger. We don't do it with a spirit of self-righteousness. But recognizing our own brokenness,
amen,
with humility,
oh, man,
we come and we speak to this generation and we plead with them to know that there's a better way, namely returning to the God of the Bible, returning to Christ the Redeemer, and he is our basis of hope. And no matter what you and I say, at the end of the day, we know that that redemption is very important. So I frequently say, politics is important, but of course it's not all important. And in another show, we could actually talk about how important it is. But the salvation of souls is very important, and the transnational community that God is building of his people is very critical.
Well, that's the Church of Jesus Christ around the world. And I say over and over, if you claim to be some kind of Christian, folks, you need to be all in. You need to live out your faith. It's not just some theological thing that's in your head. You have to live it out. You have to understand what it is, and you have to understand the church you live. We're living in tough times right now, but the Lord has appointed us to live right now.
Oh, we're appointed here by God at this moment of history.
In this moment in history, to be his voice and to join with those who are being his voice and to encourage those who are standing timidly on the sidelines. They need encouragement. They need to be inspired. Erwin Lutzer, thank you, my friend. The book, folks, is No Reason to Hide, Pastor Erwin Lutzer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.